One of the best things about the spring-summer era is the beautiful jacarandas we have here in the Hunter Valley and many parts of New South Wales. And I wanted to have a word about the humble jacaranda with Doctor of Botany Greg Moore from the University of Melbourne. Greg, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And you certainly have some wonderful jacarandas in the Hunter Valley.
We definitely do. Now, Greg, just to quickly confirm, first of all, the jacaranda is not native to Australia, is it?
No, it's a South American tree. And it's largely been distributed in the colonial era because people knew what grew well in places like South Africa and India. And, of course, Australia was hot, so they thought, well, I wonder how the jacaranda will go here. And so it sort of spread through British colonies in that era.
Well, and it seems to have adapted to Australian conditions pretty much across the board, hasn't it?
Look, it does very well in many parts of Australia, and indeed, as you may know, in parts of Western Australia, it can be quite weedy and is regarded as invasive, and you probably wouldn't want to plant them in those parts of Western Australia. And there's some other parts of New South Wales and Queensland where the same thing happens. They very rarely give any trouble in the cooler parts of the country.
All right. The jacarandas, do they attract birds, like local birds, or is it all foreigners on their way through?
No. They do attract local birds, and they attract local insects as well, and of course bees. And their foliage is quite attractive to birds in summer, a bit of shade on very hot days. And they can also use some of the material from jacarandas for making nests. So they're quite useful in that regard.
You mentioned a moment ago that they're considered a pest in some parts of Australia. What determines the fact that it's become a pest as opposed to, here in the Hunter Valley where we just have them lining the streets?
Look, if they start to propagate themselves and they outcompete our native species. So in parts of Western Australia, they can outcompete some of your ground covers and they can outcompete some of wattles, for example, in other parts of the country. So what usually happens is, and this is surprising, woody weeds, which is code for trees that become weedy, are quite large, so you'd think that everyone would notice. But they largely go unnoticed for decades, and then someone thinks, geez, there's a lot of these around, and you suddenly realise you've got a problem.
Well, if you did have a problem with your jacarandas, what's the best way of dealing with them?
You remove them, cut them down, but look, in most parts, for example, where you are, you're not going to really have any trouble because they're growing on streets, they've been planted, and people don't really let them grow where they're not wanted.
And just a final question for you. Now, this is from my own experience at a property that I used to have. We had a small jacaranda just in the middle of a paddock on a hill that really, it very rarely bloomed. In fact, it was almost every couple of years. Was it sick? Was it crook? Or was it just because there were no other jacarandas for it to impress?
No, unfortunately, the fact that there were no other jacarandas around didn't really come into the story. It's more likely to have been stressed. And look, not all jacarandas flower as profusely as others. So quite often, if you've got a seedling jacaranda, it won't necessarily flower profusely because seedlings, there's a variability. Some are great, some are not. So the nursery-propagated jacarandas tend to be better flowers. And the other thing that can happen is sometimes it might take up to 6 or 7 years before the jacaranda really gets into full swing and shows you the full glory of its colour.
Oh.
And in some cases, it might even be a decade.
Wow. Well, I think that must have been the case because I think the 7 or 8 years that we were there, we very rarely saw it bloom. They're a beautiful tree and I personally would love to see more of them, if possible, around the Hunter Valley and other parts of Australia. There's nothing that stands out more than that beautiful plume of purple as you're coming into a region, is there, Greg?
No, look, the colour's really attractive and the colour varies too. If you're in the right conditions and you've had a nice cool winter and a nice wet spring, you'll often get a really deep purple, almost indigo to the colour of the jacaranda. If the conditions are a bit stressful, not quite so cool in winter, not so much water around, they might be quite a pale blue. Mm. So you almost get an indication of the sort of year that you're having from the intensity of the colour for many of the trees.
That's fascinating. Dr. Greg Moore, thank you very much for taking the time to have a word to us about the humble jacaranda today.
Love doing it.